Us on DSTV channel 885
and across the city
on 567 AM.
So today we have a listener who's requested that we discuss the proposed changes to maternal leave and what they may mean for father. The Gauteng High Court heard arguments in a case involving Werner and Ayka van Wyk against the Department of Labour, and their application looks at the gender-neutral interpretation of the term employee as seen in the basic conditions of employment regarding maternity leave as to apply to both parents regardless of who gave birth, which would mean that as a man, you could be entitled to take 4 months, for instance, of maternity leave to care for a newborn child, which I imagine would be great for fathers, right, to go and bond and spend time with your newborn. But if that's the relief that the court will grant, that dispensation may also have some major consequences on business operations broadly from a planning and capacity perspective and cost implications as well, particularly if the employer pays its employees while they're on maternity leave. Is that a new system you would like? Leila Musa is a senior associate at Cliff Decker Hofmeyr. Leila, thank you so much for making time for us.
Clement, thank you very much for having me.
So just help us understand what this case is all about. And it, has the judgment been reserved? Where are we with this case? And just help our listeners understand, you know, what the application is about here. What are they seeking, the applicants?
Sure, absolutely, Clement. Thank you. So, as you've correctly stated, argument was heard by the Gauteng High Court in late August. There has not been judgment yet, so we await to see what is going to happen in once the matter has been considered. But essentially, what this matter deals with is the applicants. You've spoken about the Van Wyks, and they've been joined by two additional applicants, including Sonke Gender Justice. And what they're seeking is effectively, in the first place, is a gender-neutral interpretation of the wording of employee in terms of the employment benefit that the maternity leave benefit that's in our Basic Conditions of Employment Act. And in the event that that gender-neutral interpretation is not favored, in the alternative, declaring it unconstitutional to the extent that that maternity leave benefit in terms of our Basic Conditions of Employment Act only applies to a parent that gives birth.
I see. And what were the arguments that were put forward by the Labour Department?
So the case is in respect of the respondents, that would be cited as the Minister of Employment and Labour, and that would be the respondent who would have to obviously answer to what the applicants are seeking in terms of this gender neutral reading of the word employee in terms of the maternity benefit and of course the alternative constitutionality argument. Mm-hmm. Now the argument by the Labour Department. The Department of Labor, Employment and Labor, which is cited as the Minister of Employment and Labor, effectively, look, there are a number of things, and one of those is what would the impact be on UIF, for example? Because as you know, the maternity leave benefit is that persons are allowed 4 consecutive months of maternity leave. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's paid. That is unpaid leave. But during that period, if you are a UIF contributor, so you pay UIF monthly, then you would be entitled to your maternity leave benefit from the UIF. So one of the arguments that we're seeing there that's been put forward is, well, what would this mean? If we have this gender-neutral interpretation of maternity leave, what does that mean for the strain on the UIF and what it would mean for how much is actually drawn from the unemployment insurance fund for that maternity leave benefit? Mm. Because it would, of course, extend beyond just women who give birth.
Yes. So as it stands now, though, Leila, do we have existing laws now that sort of discriminate against fathers when it comes to parental leave? Because someone was saying to me earlier that with, gay couples, you can get almost that same amount of time. Would you have to, you know, obviously as a gay couple, you know, show that you are the primary giver of that child, for that child care? How does it work in same-sex relationships or marriages?
Right. So Clement, there are a number of factors there. I think the starting point is when you spoke about, you mentioned discrimination against fathers. And you may know in relation to this case, or anyone who's followed it, is that initially the relief that was sought by the applicants in terms of the initial notice of motion did make an allegation relating to discrimination against fathers. However, that notice has subsequently been amended, and they've subsequently amended the relief that they sought to say, well, actually what we want is this gender-neutral interpretation. And the importance is that it's a gender-neutral interpretation of the maternity leave benefit. Now, what you've alluded to are additional benefits. You've said that someone says that you can get something similar in a same-sex relationship. Now, our Basic Conditions of Employment Act does actually also provide for separate benefits called adoption leave, as well as commissioning parental leave. And exactly, which is a different benefit. Now, adoption leave applies in the event that, you know, you adopt a child below the age of two. And in that case, the adoptive parents, one of them who's the primary caregiver, will take the adoption leave, which is 10 weeks, and the other can take the parental leave, which is the 10 days, which typically people will refer to as paternity leave. But of course, we must say parental because that can be taken by the other person within the couple who's not the primary caregiver. Now, the key there is that this is a 10-week benefit, whereas maternity leave is a 4-month benefit. So obviously, the maternity leave version is longer. And the argument there is around, well, can we get maternity leave for the person who is not giving birth? And that's slightly distinctive. So that's where a couple is actually, one of them is actually giving birth to a child, which is different to, for example, the adoption benefit where exactly, the child is being adopted. Yeah.
Okay, let's go to some calls now in WhatsApp messages. Edwin on the WhatsApp line says, Clement and Leila, I thought that one of the reasons for maternity leave is for the physical recovery of the woman following birth. A man does not need that component of maternity leave.
Right. So of course. So these are some of the things that we're seeing in the papers. We're seeing it in the media and the conversations as well. So that's an interesting one. In addition, in relation to that first notice of motion, so I spoke about the first notice of what the applicants were claiming. That also did refer to the differentiation between the 6 weeks, which is a compulsory period that's set out in terms of our basic conditions of employment, where a woman who has given birth cannot return to work after 6 weeks. So that's the minimum. So if you're a working woman, your employer actually cannot have you come back until the 6 weeks has passed unless your medical professional has okayed you for that. So that's that 6 week recovery period effectively. But then of course, maternity leave is for 4 months, right? So it goes beyond that. So there's some discussion around, well, you know, it's not just about the physical recovery, there are also things about, you know, connecting with your child and actually having the time to bond and all of that, which is the period that we're seeing, for example, with adoption leave. So with adoption leave, no one's given birth, but they have 10 weeks to actually, you know, bond with their child and spend time with their child, et cetera. And the same thing where you are commissioning parents in a surrogate motherhood agreement, where the primary caregiver also gets the 10 weeks to spend time with the child, even though, you know, they obviously haven't given birth. So that might be why the maternity leave is slightly more than the 10 weeks that we see with adoption or commissioning parents. But of course, this is just us looking at it and discussing it. And of course, you know, it's just from a discussion perspective and not necessarily what's clearly set out in terms of the legislation.
Yeah. Okay. Let's take Tato, who is calling us from Four Ways.
I completely disagree with this. I cannot believe people actually thought they should bring this to the courts to entertain when they have more serious things to entertain. Firstly, maternity leave. You've got a woman that is breastfeeding or doesn't want to breastfeed, but her milk is coming in. She's either home to get the milk to dry out and so on. Either a woman is recovering from stitches if she gave vaginal birth, or she's recovering from stitches from a cesarean section. Then you also have the fact that maternity leave, the first month of it is the month before you give birth, because your body is so heavy, you are carrying a child. You understand? So now, how do we then begin to encroach on this because biologically it's just not the same. Now, these people shouldn't be going to the Constitutional Court saying they want to bring paternity leave in line with maternity leave. Those are two completely different things. Equality, that's why we have substantive equality and not just formal equality. You understand? If you're giving me and my husband the same amount of equality, but I'm recovering from a C-section, are we really equal? Because it means now I need 8 months and he must then take 4 months. What you do, instead of going to the Constitutional Court in this, you go, and then in terms of the labor laws, you petition Parliament to say, we have a new thing that needs to be recognized. We have same-sex couples that are adopting. We have same people using surrogates and this and that. Now, bring in a leave for those people. The same way you have a variety of leaves where, you, for example, you can take a sabbatical, you can take study leave, and so on and so forth. Now that in the new society, we must bring the Constitution in line with what is currently happening, right? I agree there. Yeah. Now, let us then say labor laws, bring in legislation to cover these new scenarios that we are coming across. The same way when we have same-sex marriages, we bring in the Civil Unions Act. We don't go back and say, Marriage Act, we are canceling you because you actually don't cover this and that. No, bring the law in line, but don't dare try to say we are putting everybody... equal. That is, in fact, unconstitutional. Men and women are not recovering the same. Whether even I, as a straight couple, I can adopt, but I cannot expect when I have an adopted child to get the same amount of leave as a woman that has just given birth. As a woman that is busy, 9 months, she has a heavy tummy. Of course, she must sit at home for a month before birth. What am I going to sit at home and do a month before my child arrives if I'm not actually physically carrying the child? I'm very upset. Sorry, I'm still breastfeeding and on maternity leave. So that's why I'm
no,
upset.
It's okay, Tato. It's okay. It's okay. You can be upset. I can hear how passionate you are about this subject. Thank you so much. I appreciate your contribution. Leila, as you hear Tato there, who says, listen here, we cannot have that. Rather make provisions, for instance, for same-sex couples. And that's a point to make. That's a good point to make in that women are recovering. And the whole idea of maternity leave is not just so that you can just bond with the child. That also, you factor in the recovery of the woman who has given birth. So thank you so much for your contributions there. And of course, there are also major implications when it comes to just the business arrangement as well. From planning, from capacity perspective, the cost implications as well. You know, especially if the employer is paying its employees while they're on maternity leave. So I'm glad we have got some level of understanding about what this court case is about. We have to check out what the judgment will be. We'll keep a close eye on that as soon as there's judgment in the matter.
Cooper Hudson on Cape Talk.